Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 374 for Friday, May 1st. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market ended nearly unchanged Friday after a session of choppy two-sided trade. The volatility of the action was likely exaggerated by thin volumes. Canola contracts were nearly unchanged, with the most active July contract 10 cents stronger at $446.60 per ton. Canola received support from a sharply lower Canadian dollar. Malaysian palm oil was firmer, which underpinned the market, while farmers hung onto their supplies as they prepared for seeding. Technical and chart-bound trading was also a feature. However, the U.S. soy complex was weaker, which weighed on canola. It was a day of light volumes and weak overnight activity due to the May Day holiday, celebrated in many countries around the world. Funds were light sellers. Huge supplies of soybeans on the market pushed the bias to the downside. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans were down 11 cents, with the July contract down 11 at $9.64 per bushel. Prices were under pressure due to forecasts for favorable weather in the U.S. Farm Belt, which is expected to see a flurry of seeding this weekend. Soy meal is under extreme pressure due to the avian flu outbreak, as the USDA now says 15.5 million chickens and turkeys are affected by the virus, which means owners will need less soy meal for feed. There was also added selling pressure from Brazilian farmers. Corn was 3 cents lower, with the most active July contract at $3.63 a bushel. Farmers in the U.S. have started to rush planting efforts due to the ideal weather conditions in the U.S. Midwest. A few farmers have actually completed their seeding. A grain exchange in South America says Argentina's corn crop is closer to 25 million tons than 23. Wheat was slightly lower, with the July contract in Chicago nearly unchanged at $4.73 per bushel. There could be rain this weekend in sections of the U.S. Southern Plains, which grows hard red winter wheat. However, export demand from the U.S. is lacking, as world markets are flooded with cheap supplies from Europe and the Black Sea region. There is a lot of uncertainty about what this situation could do to prices and basis levels. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, May 1st. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.